light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up on the top of a slight hill.
Oh, Silver, easy, steady,
old fella.
The range before them was dotted with cattle feeding on lush grass. But it was the man on horseback that caught the masked man's eyes.
Tonto. That's Tom Bates in the saddle.
Ah. And look past Tom Bates. He longhorn on ground.
Yes, I...
Maybe that reason for rifle shot we hear.
It might. I... Tonto, Bates is raising a rifle.
Ah. Him aim at other longhorn.
What's the matter with him?
Him shoot second longhorn.
But this is his own cattle. This is Tom's land.
Well, why him kill own cattle?
We'll find out.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Tom.
Well, look who's here. Masked man himself.
Tom, how are you?
I'm just about fed up. How are you, Tonto?
Me all right.
Well, I'm glad someone's all right.
We thought you were on the way to being a successful rancher, Tom. What's the matter?
Mister, your ideas when you talked to me a year ago were mighty fine ideas. The only trouble is that you forgot one thing.
Forgot something?
You forgot that old saying about the horse with a bad name. Well, I'm that horse.
There's nothing wrong with your name. The name of Tom Bates is one of the best in Texas.
It was. When my dad was the main owner of it. I reckon I'd spoil the name for keeps.
Well, what has that to do with shooting your own longhorns?
Mine? Take a closer look. You'll see the DW brand on one of the critters I shot, and the Lazy M on another.
You're pretty bitter, Tom. What's happened?
You know what happened. I made a mistake. I broke the law.
Yes, once?
Once was plenty.
Judge Gilpin thought it worthwhile to give you another chance.
Hey, look there.
At what?
Another longhorn with an outside brand.
Okay.
Let go of my rifle.
You've done enough shooting, fella.
All right. Doesn't matter much.
That's better.
They might as well charge me with stealing longhorns now as any other time.
Who?
Well, how do I know? Someone is running outside stock to my range. I know why they're doing it. They're fixing to charge me with cattle stealing.
Are you sure of that, Tom?
Of course I am. I've already shot half a dozen longhorns that have been planted there. As long as I can find them and shoot them and take away the brand, they won't get evidence.
Has anyone accused you of stealing cattle?
Oh, not yet. But they're fixing to. And with one charge against me already, I won't have a chance.
Who'd benefit if you went to jail?
I don't think anyone cares whether I go to jail or not. As long as I get out of this section.
Tom.
I'm not wanted here. That's all there is to it.
When I talked to you a year ago, Tom, I told you that you'd need courage to fight your way back to public favor.
Yeah, I know. I promised you I'd try.
And you made the same promise to Judge Gilpin.
Well, I have tried. And it doesn't work. I guess it takes more courage than I've got.
You're ready to quit, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Your father wouldn't have quit.
My dad was never given a bad name. If he was in my place, he wouldn't stay around where he wasn't wanted. He'd clear out.
How do you know you're not wanted?
Well, the answer's plain enough when you take a look at the meeting in Three Corners.
Meeting?
Yeah. There's a meeting of every cattleman in the country, except one. Ben Barton will be there. Jake Peavy will be there. Both of them with smaller outfits than mine. Sol Newton.
They're old-timers, though. Maybe this meeting
Dave Whipple's no old-timer. He's my age. He'll be there. Every man that owns a ranch will be there. Except Tom Bates, the crook.
Tom, you'll be represented at that meeting.
Like fun, I will.
Yes, you'll be represented.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
A score of cattlemen from all parts of the country were in the meeting hall at Three Forks. Dave Whipple, though young, stood before the men next to the veteran cattle raiser, Ben Barton.
Quiet down now, boys. Quiet down so we can get started. That's fine. Now, gents, maybe a lot of us old galoots know how to handle cattle. But it takes a smart, up-and-coming young man with new ideas to think of a plan that'll help us out with the biggest all-fired problem this part of Texas ever knew.
We didn't come here to listen to you talk, Ben. Get to the point.
Quiet down, Newton. I'm getting there. The point is this. Dave Whipple's got a smart idea. He'll tell you what it is. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, gents, the idea ain't so much. It's only that almost every one of us has heard about the cow thieves that have been operating around here.
There's sure been a lot of thieving going on.
A couple of men have started for El Paso and lost their herd. Two of the cowhands have been shot.
What can be done about it? I've lost 200 head my own selves.
I've got a plan worked out to get our stock to market without loss.
We'll
form a combine.
Combine?
Tell them what you told me, Dave.
All of us put our cattle into one great big herd. We keep tally of how many each owner puts in. We can take our time and get the critters to El Paso with plenty of weight on them. Well, that's all there is to my scheme.
I'm third right now. How about the rest of you? How about you, Newton?
If you're for it, Ben, I'm for it.
Good. Anyone get it? Then it's settled.
Them thieving rustlers. I'd give 5,000 in cash money to see them all strung up.
Well, boys, if there's nothing else, we form a committee to make plans.
Just one minute.
Who's that?
Stranger.
Mind if I put in a word?
Maybe he's one of the outlaws spying on us.
Who are you? You ain't a cattleman in this vicinity, stranger. I know them all, and you ain't one.
But I represent one of the cattlemen in this vicinity.
Huh? Who?
Tom Bates.
Tom Bates wasn't invited to this meeting.
Why not? He has just as much at stake as the rest of you.
He's a crook. We don't want any part of him.
Oh, just a minute, Whipple. You're young. You wouldn't remember Tom's father. I think some of you other men remember him, though. Ben Barton, you'd remember him.
Yeah.
So would you, Newton.
Yes, I remember old Tom.
How about you, Peavy? Wasn't it old Tom who once persuaded a judge to give you a second chance? Or am I mistaken?
No, you ain't mistaken, mister.
Old Tom was all right.
Then for his sake, why not give his son a chance? Tom made a mistake. He's the first to admit it. He deserves a chance to redeem himself.
Well, I'd as soon have Tom along with us. I told you that, Dave.
Well, I don't know.
I can't give him a chance.
Sure. It's up to you, Dave. Being as this was your idea, I was willing to let you make up the combine. Tom's the only one to be left out.
How do we know he's not in cahoots with cattle thieves? He's been proved a thief once.
Oh, thunder, that ain't like Tom.
Well, if you'll notice, he's kept mighty apart from everyone.
That's right, too.
Perhaps everyone has kept apart from him.
Well, just a second. Dave, are you sure that there ain't a different reason for you being set against Tom?
What do you mean?
Well, I notice how you look when you're calling on my daughter. Quiet, boys. She thinks Tom's a pretty fine gent. Says anything nice about him or his ranch, you look fitting to be tied.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Doggone it, Dave. It's the truth, and you know it. You're again Tom because Sally thinks he's all right.
Well, we can't freeze Tom out for no reason like that.
Of course we can.
Let him come with us.
Well, what do you say, Dave?
All right. You're all set on it. Let him join us.
All right. That's good.
But remember this. Remember this one thing that I'm telling you. I don't trust him. If you lose cattle or if anything happens on that trail, you can blame Tom Bates.
Ranger reined up near a brook between the town and the land that Tom Bates owned. While he removed the disguise he'd worn to the meeting and put on his familiar mask, he gave his Indian friend a few instructions.
Tonto, I'll ride over and give Tom the news that you're going to Three Forks.
And what me do there?
Just keep your eyes open. I saw three men that I know stolen cattle. You may recognize others. You see them hanging around the center of town.
Me watch them.
If you see any known crooks leaving town, follow. You might locate the leader.
Me do it.
I'll meet you later. Here.
Come on. One silver.
Tom Bates wasn't eager to join the other cattlemen. The Lone Ranger found him sullen, suspicious, and dubious.
I don't know. If they'd really wanted me, they'd have sent for me in the first place.
Never mind that, Tom. This is your chance.
That's a chance for someone else, too.
Well, what do you mean?
The one that's planted stolen cattle, I heard.
You won't have to worry about that. All their cattle is to be put in one big herd.
But someone wants to frame me. I'll have a mighty good chance on the trail to El Paso.
Oh? You're afraid?
Oh, it's not that.
Tom, let me tell you something. Dave Whipple is the one who called that meeting.
I sure envy him. He's got everything.
No, not quite.
Big ranch, inherited from an uncle. Good looks, good head. Everyone respecting him.
There's one thing he doesn't have.
What's that?
Sally Barton.
What about her?
Oh, you do know her?
There's no need to bring Miss Sally into this talk.
Let me get back to what I started to say. Dave Whipple called the meeting. He left you out because of Miss Sally.
What?
She said some very nice things about you, Tom. Dave resents the things she said.
Sally. Sally said nice things?
Yes.
Then she must believe in me.
I think she'd be very happy to see you make good.
Gosh.
And unhappy to see your courage fail. Are you still afraid someone might frame you on that trail?
Afraid? Yes, I am afraid. I'm dead sure someone will try to frame me. But that won't stop me from going. When that big herd is made up, my longhorns will be included.
The big roundup began, and for days the air was filled with the noise of hooves and barking dogs. Heavy longhorns came from all sides to the meeting place. Every ranch owner sent expert riders, heavily armed, in chuck wagons, heavily loaded. Then came the morning of the start toward El Paso.
Just look at them, Newton. Ain't that a sight?
You got them all tally, Tim?
Yep, it was some tally.
Well, look who's coming. Tom Bates.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom.
All set to go?
I guess so,
Ben. Hey, good enough.
Ben, there's something I want you to tell me.
Sure thing, Tom. What is it?
I understand Dave Whipple's been hinting that I had a gang of outlaws ready to rustle the stock somewhere along the trail.
We ain't listening to him, Tom.
And it's true?
Oh, you may as well know the truth, Tom. It is true. There's some of us that are sticking by you.
What if something does happen on the trail?
Tom, your dad always wanted true facts. I reckon you're the same.
What are the facts?
Well, if anything happens on the trail, the men will turn on you mighty fast. May as well know it. They're likely to deal justice as they see it in short order. Now, if anything happens, Newt or I will try to warn you in time so you can skip out and save your neck.
I see.
Let's all hope that nothing happens.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto knew that Tom Bates expected someone to make trouble on the cattle drive. They also knew that most of the men looked upon Tom suspiciously. Because of this, the masked man, while out of sight of the many punchers in the great herd, he was never far away. The first day of the drive was without incident. That night, however, while the men were camped, a shot rang out. One of the guards was found dead.
Someone in this camp fired that shot.
But who'd want to kill a guard?
Maybe you can answer that, Bates.
Watch what you say, Dave Whipple.
Now, hold on, boys.
Hold on.
Don't get hot-headed. Got to go with this in the right way. Now, let's study the ground.
That guard was shot because of something he said yesterday. Said he thought he knew who the thieves were and where they'd be likely to attack.
Thunderation day, they couldn't attack a body of this size.
Now let's look for footprints here near the dead guard.
Don't have to look far. There's the prints right there.
Sure enough.
Shouldn't be hard to match them. Look at the pattern in hobnails.
What's the matter, Tom?
Let's look at your boots, Tom Bates.
Oh, you don't have to. My boots made that print.
He confesses.
I don't confess to anything. Someone framed me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Someone borrowed my boots during the night.
Hey, Jim, bring them up.
So they hang the better.
I didn't do it. It's a frame up.
Now hold it, man. Hold it.
Tom, you'd better clear out.
Ben, the boys ain't made up their minds yet, but I see how things are heading. You get clear while you got the chance.
Don't let them get away. Keep them here.
Steady, Dave.
Ben Barton, put down that gun.
I'm going to see Tom in the clear. Tom Bamoose.
Ben,
They'll hang you if you don't go now. I'll take care of your share of the cattle. Now get your best horse and travel.
Tom Bates did as old Ben ordered. He rode over the back trail slowly and despondently. He'd gone but a short distance from the cattle herd when hoofbeats approached in the faint light of dawn.
Just a minute, Tom. Horse over. Hold on.
Oh, it's you again. Well, you needn't try to give me any more advice.
I know what happened.
Then let me go back to my ranch.
What are you going to do there, Tom?
What? Without cattle? What is there to do? I'll sell the place to the first bidder. Go somewhere else.
You're quitting the fight after going this far?
Oh, stop it. What chance have I got?
No chance if you quit. Why don't you find out who framed you?
How?
Tom, will you make a last-ditch stand?
How?
Tom's been near at hand ever since plans for the cattle drive were started. He's learned a lot. With his information, I think there's a good fighting chance for you.
Well, if there was any chance...
There is. Now, you make a camp here and wait until I join you. I think I'll have something to show you before tomorrow at this time.
That night, after another camp had been made, many miles from the scene of the guard's death, a silent figure moved through the darkness. He slipped away from the camp toward an arroyo, where the faint light of a slender moon revealed two men who had apparently been waiting.
Boss should be here in a few minutes. He promised to meet us tonight, senor.
Yeah, tonight. Tomorrow is the big day.
mañana. But, senor, what if the boss does a double cross, huh?
We've got to make sure he don't double-cross us, Jose.
With the reward of $5,000 that has been offered, you might get that big idea, huh?
Wait. I think I see something moving this way.
Si, me too.
Got your gun ready?
Si.
Oh, it's all right. It's the boss.
Hello, Hank. Hello, Jose.
Buenas noches.
Everything all set? The boys ready?
Si. They are ready and waiting for the word.
Just one thing. We don't want no double-cross.
Who's talking double-cross?
From you.
I wouldn't double-cross you, boy.
We make sure of that, senor.
You mean?
From now on, Senor Dave, you will stay with us.
Are you loco? I can't disappear from the camp. I'm the head man in the drive.
It's too bad. But the head man will be missing. You will go with us. Then if there is a trap, you too will be caught.
See here. What gave you gents the idea that I'd double-cross you?
Where do we got the ideas, no matter, amigo? We take precautions, that is all.
No argument about it, Dave. You just stick with us till after tomorrow.
Look, there's a fortune at stake in that cattle. You think I'd let that go just to collect the measly $5,000 that Newton's posted?
Who knows? $5,000 is all we've heard about, Dave. There might be 10 times that much.
Well, there isn't.
It does not matter.
I can't stay with you men. I've got to get back. What do you think everyone will say if I don't show up in the morning?
They'll think something happened to you, that's all, Dave. They'll think the same thing happened to you as happened to that guard last night.
They will at that.
Now, don't be sore. We're just being careful, that's all.
Maybe they'll think Tom Bates had a hand in my disappearance. Maybe they will. Yeah, that'll be all right.
You go with us without no argument then, huh?
Yeah, all right.
We have an extra horse for you. The horses are down here. Come, amigo.
Lead the way, Jose. I'm with you.
Well, Tom, you heard that conversation?
Yes, I heard it, but I still can't believe it.
Abe Whipple.
So he's the leader of the outlaws, and he set up a trap for all of his friends.
Yes.
But he must have been the one who shot that guard.
That right.
And framed me. How did you know about this meeting?
Well, Tonto was in town before the drive. He overheard quite a few plans, Dave.
That right. Crook planned to meet each night a drive.
The guard must have been shot because he saw Dave sneaking out of the camp.
But look here. What can we do? How can we save the outfit?
That town is up to you. Take all the nerve you've got.
Me?
Yes. You've got to rejoin the men.
And be charged with Dave Whipple's disappearance on top of the guard's murder?
You've got to face them. Now, listen to me.
There was a great stir about Dave Whipple's disappearance. Most of the men blamed Tom Bates. Many tossed hard words at Ben Barton and Newton, who tried to stick up for the misjudged young rancher.
If you hadn't let him get away.
We wanted to hang the critter.
First the guard and now Dave Whipple.
He had it in for Dave from the start.
Most of the morning was spent searching for Dave, but there was no trace of him. It was nearly noon when the search was abandoned and the cattle organized resumed the drive to El Paso. Before the drive began, one of the men saw a lone horseman approaching from the east.
Hey, it's a killer.
What's that?
It's Tom Bates.
Oh, so it is. Look, Ben.
Is that kid completely local?
Boy, it's Bates. He's coming here. Don't let him get away this time.
Now, boys, hold on. Give him a chance to talk.
He wouldn't come here if he was guilty.
Tom.
Of all the nerve.
Get your hands up. Now, hold on. Listen to me, everyone. Listen to me. I know who's the ringleader of the cattle thieves.
Yeah, who's
it? It's Dave Whipple. He's leader of the outlaw pack, and it's a big outfit. Big enough to take all of you. They'll do it by surprise.
That's a lie. You're short, Dave, and this is how you figure to get square.
Where is Dave?
Now listen to me. You'll listen to me for once in your lives. You'll give me the chance to prove what I say, or you'll lose every longhorn in this drive, and every man of you will die. Now get this straight. The time is short.
Tom spoke convincingly and gradually won his big chance. With the help of Ben Barton and Newton, he was able to persuade the men to follow a plan. Then things moved fast. When evening came, the outlaws were ready to attack. The half-breed Jose rode in front with Dave Whipple at his side. They were followed by over 20 of hard-riding outlaws, thundering down a hill toward the valley full of cattle.
That it is! The biggest of all herds!
You've got to get every man!
They swept on, looking for the cowboys, but there were none to be seen. Confusion reigned as the outlaws halted their horses.
Go! Go there! Go there!
What's the idea? Where's all the men?
I don't know.
There is no one to fight,
Whipple.
Is this the double cross?
No, Mac. I don't know where the men are.
How can we fight if we see no one?
Take the cattle and clear out. Spread the men out. Spread them out and drive the cattle south to the border.
Caramba. Look, coming down that hill.
Ben Barton and some of the cowboys.
Shoot them, now we can fight.
Something's wrong. It's only about a quarter of the men.
Get them. All out of boys.
While the outlaws turned the fire on the hard-riding, fast-shooting cowpunchers that Ben Barton led down a downhill charge, there was another attack from the south.
Diablo, look there. More of them.
It's Newton leading that pack.
Get him, boys!
Look! Look there! Another bandit is coming
from the east.
I will get you, you double-crosser.
No, you don't.
Say, you dirty...
I'm getting out.
Get up there!
Whipple, seeing the end of the outlaw pack, spurred his horse in a frantic dash for safety. But one way of escape remained open. He headed for this.
Get up! Get up!
Now Tom Bates took up pursuit, with the masked man and Tonto riding alongside.
There he goes! He'll get away! That's the one I want!
Come on, Silver!
Fire it on him!
He can't hit us!
Come on, Pink! Get going! There's the critter! Get up there! Get up!
Faster, Tom!
Oh, I can't! He's got a better horse! I can't cut down that lead!
Are you sure?
I can't do it! Get him! Get him for me!
Right! Come on, Silver!
With a great surge of speed, the mighty Silver plunged ahead of Tom Bates' horse. Silver outdistanced Tonto's horse and soon closed in on Dave Whipple.
Get back! I'll shoot! I'll get you!
One, Silver!
Dave threw shots over his shoulder, but the masked man crouching low ignored them. As the distance lessened, he loosened his lariat and freed a big noose.
Come on, Silver!
With a final burst of additional speed, the mighty Silver closed the distance. The masked man's loop shot forward with perfect accuracy.
Pull Silver Howard back!
Don't take me! Don't take me back!
Come on, Whipple. Tom Bates wants you. There's a bounty on coyotes.
By thunder, the whole outfit was captured. Then they wasn't killed. Good work, Tom. We all owe you a heap.
Oh, you don't any of you owe me anything.
I owe you that reward for one thing.
Forget it, Newton. All I want is... Well, I just want to be one of you. I want to be a Texas rancher like my dad.
You get more like your dad all the time. If you don't believe me, come and ask my wife.
Well, Ben, is that an invitation to your house?
Sure thing, Tom.
Well, I'll be there as soon as we get back from El Paso.
My wife will be glad to see you. And you know, Tom, I bet Sally will be just as glad. Or gladder.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.